Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi told CBS that she thinks Congress will be able to act quickly on the $33 billion in aid for Ukraine and that there is widespread bipartisan support for it.
We have great bipartisanship in terms of our support for the fight for democracy that the people of Ukraine are making. We have respect for the strategy of the president of Ukraine, and we have a recognition of the need for weapons, for more weapons, more sanctions, more economic assistance, and more humanitarian assistance.
Emma Jacobs reports from Montreal that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a surprise visit.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's visit was supposed to take place under a media blackout for security reasons. But the mayor of Erpine, outside Kyiv, posted photos of Trudeau's visit to his badly damaged town. Once the news was out, Trudeau confirmed his presence, along with members of his cabinet, saying on Twitter that, quote, Canada will always stand shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine. Canada has imposed sanctions on Russia and sent military equipment to Ukrainian forces. In Kyiv, Trudeau also raised the Canadian flag over his country's embassy, which will reopen this week. He met with the Ukrainian president. Both leaders are taking part in a virtual meeting of G7 nations Sunday about the war. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
The UN Secretary General is appalled at the Russian bombing of this school in eastern Ukraine that likely killed more than 60 people. The statement issued through his press spokesman said, the attack is yet another reminder that in war, as in so many other conflicts, it is civilians that pay the highest price. The Secretary General reiterated that civilians and civilian infrastructure must always be spared. A prominent neuroscientist based in London accuses U.S. lawyers of misusing his groundbreaking work to justify the dismantling of Roe v. Wade. Vicky Barker reports from London.
In Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, the case at the center of the leaked draft opinion, anti-abortion rights lawyers contend that the study of fetal pain has moved on since the Roe v. Wade decision, and it is no longer accurate to say fetuses cannot feel pain before 24 weeks. But their argument relies heavily on a controversial 2020 discussion paper in the Journal of Medical Ethics, which cited work by neuroscientist Giandomenico Iannetti. Iannetti says that was a complete misrepresentation of his research. He's told Britain's Observer he has tried to set the record straight and is distressed that his work has become a pillar argument against abortion rights. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
You're listening to NPR News. Filipinos are voting and choosing thousands of local mayors and governors, as well as the successor to outgoing President Rodrigo Duterte. Long lines stretch at polling stations throughout the country as voters chose between the son of an ousted dictator or an advocate of human rights and democracy as the new president of the Philippines. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has had a very strong lead in early polling, with Vice President Lenny Robredo his closest challenger. An affiliate of the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, claimed responsibility for an attack east of the Suez Canal at a water pumping station that killed at least 11 people and at least 5 Egyptian soldiers. It's one of the largest attacks in recent years against Egyptian forces. Doctor Strange has conjured himself into the biggest box office star. NPR's Bob Modello has this story.
Marvel casts a wide net, and with Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, it hoped to reattract audiences who'd been sitting at home during the pandemic.
You opened the doorway between universes, and we don't know who or what will walk through it.
Pretty much everybody, judging from the numbers, by the end of the weekend, Doctor Strange will have taken in more than $190 million in North America, more than twice what he did in his first movie, and another $265 million overseas, for a total of more than $450 million worldwide. That is easily the biggest opening weekend of 2022, and the second biggest, after his super buddy Spider-Man, of the pandemic. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News, live from Washington.